Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Town, and his most recent book is says, Thank You for Your Servitude. Servitude. And it's about the future of the Republican Party. This comes out at a time when Victor Davis Hanson, the conservative historian, is saying the two parties have pulled a switcheroo, that the Republicans are now the what used to be the Democrats, and building up their support, particularly among working class whites and Hispanics. The new polling shows that Hispanic voters, a plurality of Hispanic voters, say they prefer the Republicans maintain control of Congress, actually gain control of Congress. And meanwhile, the Democrats are increasingly the party of elites. Is that true? We'll be speaking about that with Mark Leibovich coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking about an amazingly complex but remarkably effective system for healing your body. And it's one that human beings are generally equipped with. We'll be speaking with expert on the secrets of the cell, Michael Behe, coming up on this edition of the Michael Medved Show. And we'll also take a look at a new exclusive poll from USA Today and Suffolk University showing Republican support rises ahead of Election Day. And what's driving voters? We will tell you those secrets and much more. It's not really a secret on that one. It's actually the great disappointment, I think, is that Democrats have not been encouraged, mobilized, electrified. Well, they kind of have been electrified on the issue of buses. Because Kamala Harris was at Lumen Field yesterday. That's the Seahawks' home base. And Seahawks have been electrifying this year. Well, Kamala Harris wants to be electrifying, and she was here in Seattle to try to rescue Patty Murray, who's facing a real struggle in her campaign for a sixth term. But the vice president was touting electric buses. Listen to her inspiring words.
95% of our school buses are fueled with diesel fuel, which contributes to very serious conditions that are about health and about the ability to learn.
Okay. And so what happens? Where do we go from there? And that's clip four.
So here's the thing. Who doesn't love a yellow school bus? Right? Can you raise your hand if you love a yellow school bus, right? Just, there's something about the, and most of us, many of us went to school on the yellow school bus, right? And it's part of our experience growing up. It's part of, you know, a nostalgia and a memory.
Okay. Does this bring up the issue of busing again? Do you remember when she had her highest moment in the Democratic primary campaign? The highest moment that Kamala Harris had was when she attacked Joe Biden for having opposed forced busing during the 1970s. And she says she is one of those people who benefited from busing because she rode the bus while she was a little girl. And of course, that was completely obliterated. It wasn't a program that Joe Biden opposed. What he opposed was not the idea of people riding the bus to get to school if their parents wanted them to do that. What he had opposed, which is what most Americans opposed, which is people being forced against their will to go to schools that weren't the closest schools in their neighborhood. That in some cases in the city of Los Angeles, where it was wildly unpopular, and she grew up, Kamala Harris, in Berkeley, California. But in California, there were people who were riding more than an hour a day further than they needed to ride because various courts thought that would create a greater balance. And, of course, it was overruled. It was unpopular among Democrats, Republicans, and didn't do much for Kamala Harris's campaign, where she didn't win a single delegate. But she talks about the nostalgia for the yellow school buses. Why are people so nostalgic about that? Don't kids still ride on yellow school buses? And will it somehow bring them back to a nostalgic feeling if those yellow school buses are electrically powered, as she suggests they should be? Speaking of electrically powered, there actually were several Democratic commentators who were insisting that John Fetterman, in his now infamous debate performance, was just masterful, and that he actually helped his campaign. I don't think there's any definitive polling on it yet, but if you watch the entire debate from the very beginning, where he says, "Hi and good night, everybody," and begins his campaign that way, the debate that way. But today he was at a campaign rally, and actually it was the day after the debate, so it was yesterday. He was at a campaign rally, and John Fetterman, this is clip two, said that he was feeling great about having passed the challenge of the debate. Listen.
It wasn't going to be easy after, you know, having a stroke after five months. In fact, I don't think that's ever been done before in American political history before, actually.
Okay, in American political history, it's never been done before that somebody does a debate after 5 months and after suffering a stroke. The question is, how did he do? And the KJP was asked about that. Karine Jean-Pierre, the president's press spokesman, here's her question and response. This is clip eight.
I'm just curious if the president feels that the lieutenant governor's decision to participate in that debate was an important moment in terms of welcoming people who have disabilities into the public sphere, and whether that was important symbolically.
Look, the president, as I said, is very impressive by his courage that he sees from the lieutenant governor. I'm not going to get into any analysis of if he should have or should have not, but clearly, when you are in those positions, when you are a lieutenant governor, you are also a leader and on many levels.
Okay, so what level is he a leader on the issue of fracking, where he said literally in the same minute of audio, he said, "I've always supported fracking, and I've never supported fracking. I support fracking, I don't support fracking." I mean, he said it within minutes of each other. And again, you can feel sorry for him because he had a stroke. But the idea that one should not be judged on your ability to conduct debate, what else does a senator do? There's actually an increasingly common rumor about the Democratic strategy for handling Fetterman and what they have planned for him after he wins. What is it? We will tell you that and more. Coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a piece by Paul Kangor, just appeared in the Spectator, where Paul, who is a professor of political science at Grove City College, he's a very regular participant in this radio show, And he's just a brilliant guy, but he is on the ground there in Pennsylvania where this ferocious Senate race is going on, and it could very easily be the deciding race that determines whether we're going to have a continuation of Chuck Schumer as Senate Majority Leader or whether that's going to pass back to Mitch McConnell. And that's a very big stakes for one Senate race and for one troubled candidate named John Fetterman. And what he points out is that there is a dirty little secret going around progressive circles here in Pennsylvania. The truth is that Pennsylvania liberals know that Fetterman is cognitively disabled because of his stroke. They know that his challenges make him unfit for a six-year term in the U.S. Senate. But they also know something else. They are likely to hold the governor's seat this November as Democratic nominee Josh Shapiro maintains a commanding lead in the polls, it's over 10 points, over Republican nominee Doug Mastriano. As a matter of fact, Fetterman even brought up the name Mastriano, sort of hoping that he was actually running as Doug Mastriano, has a lot of problems with his candidacy, and is a much less serious candidate than Dr. Oz. Anyway, so they are expecting that Josh Shapiro, who's the state's attorney general right now, and is well ahead in his campaign to become governor, becomes governor. Now, why is that important? Because if John Fetterman is victorious in the election, and if he gets sworn in as a United States Senator from Pennsylvania, he can resign. And what Professor Kanger is saying is there would be tremendous pressure on him to resign. Because Pennsylvania's progressives are counting on a Governor Shapiro to replace a Senator Fetterman if he manages to win the Senate seat. That is to replace him with another liberal Democrat. That does not seem to me to be preposterous at all. It happens all the time that governors end up, even when they get elected as governor. This was the case with Pete Wilson out in California when he was a sitting governor, believe it or not, Republican governor of California, and he got elected to the U.S. Senate, and he got to appoint his own successor. He appointed a state senator named John Seymour that turned out to be a terrible choice. But that's another story. Here, the idea that people voting for John Fetterman wouldn't have to deal with his obvious incapacities. I mean, what's so bizarre about this is the way that some Democrats are handling this. And, I mean, it's really extraordinary. There was a statement on MSNBC by a commentator named Liz Plank, who said after the debate, when your side is so bad, you have to rely on ableism to win. And Kanger writes that for the liberal, ableism is the racist equivalent of bigotry based on ability. If you hold it against a person that he or she isn't able to compete or to perform a particular task or function, then you're engaging in ableism. It is just as poisonous as racism, you see. It's another form of hate, like homophobia. Ableism puts you in the same camp as white nationalists, Nazis, fascists, homeschoolers, Bible school teachers, Colorado cake bakers, and Trump supporters. Later he says, sorry, Ms. Plank, those pointing out Fetterman's lack of ability are not discriminating against the poor guy. They are merely underscoring something very visible and very significant. As one person responded in Plank's Twitter feed, it's kind of sad to watch, to be honest. How will this man be able to debate and to perform in the Senate? That's what people should be asking. Another chimed in, senators should be able. In other words, What does a U.S. senator do if not that doesn't involve his ability to communicate with other people, to look at issues, to weigh them? I mean, the idea that you would be disabled and that somebody should support you in that regard. And that brings us, of course, to the latest problems or challenges for Herschel Walker. Another woman has come out of the woodwork. And by the way, Walker denies everything, says it is all lies, and he is being attacked. But there's a Jane Doe who was helped by the feminist and very liberal attorney Gloria Allred. And Jane Doe in California made her charges about what happened during her relationship with Herschel Walker when he was married to his first wife, and then what happened in that relationship some 20 years ago. This is Jane Doe, clip 15.
I am a registered independent, and I voted for Donald Trump in both elections. I do not believe that Herschel is morally fit to be a U.S. senator, and that is the reason why I am speaking up and providing proof.
Okay, the proof that she is providing has to do with little scraps of paper, some of which have an H signed on it, which is the same way that he signed the alleged card that he sent to another woman who he supposedly had forced to have an abortion and paid for it. He is saying that it is not true. Lindsey Graham, among others, campaigning with Herschel Walker, he got pretty good crowds. It's fascinating to see whether this is going to deep six the Herschel Walker campaign. I don't necessarily think it will. And partially, it is so complicated because it is laying on so much. Now, obviously, because the abortion issue was such a tremendous focus for the Warnock campaign and for Democrats in general, they're trying to expand this to be a charge that abortion, which they believe should be legal, was actually handled at a time when it was legal by Herschel Walker. So how is this going to work out in the Georgia election, which again could decide control of the Senate? We'll get to what Lindsey Graham had to say, not all of it useful, and more on Herschel Walker coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans expect to spend more money on Christmas gifts this year. Those surveyed in a new poll from Gallup anticipate they'll shell out $932. The predicted increase comes despite record high inflation that has driven up the cost of everyday items. It's the fourth anniversary of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. It happened in Pittsburgh, and President Biden is praising the community for coming together following the tragedy in which an alleged white supremacist Jesus killed 11 worshippers at a synagogue in 2018. Mortgage rates are increasing yet again. Freddie Mac says the 30-year rate went up to 7.08% this week. That's more than double what it was this time last year. It comes as the Fed Reserve has been hiking interest rates in a bid to fight soaring inflation this year. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Michael Medved show, the entire Herschel Walker debate, if that is a debate, about his morality and suitability. Look, the material that came out today from Gloria Allred, who is a very political source. She is a very active and very liberal, very progressive Democrat who has long been involved in various charges as an attorney, various charges against President Trump and against other prominent Republicans. The one thing that I think people can agree on is that if the charge by Jane Doe, who came out yesterday, if that charge is accurate, then she is maintaining she had a 6-year-long extramarital affair with Herschel Walker. There's a general consensus, I think, on all sides. It doesn't matter what side of the political divide you are. That's immoral, and it's not the right thing to do. It certainly isn't an example of a fatherhood or a strong marriage or anything that you could say was admirable. However, the difficulty for people like Pastor Warnock believes that availability of abortion is a basic human right. Democrats have, at their last several conventions, and you could see it, I've been at those conventions, where there are delegates and others and participants in Democratic gatherings who say, I had an abortion and I'm proud. And people are very forward describing their own participation in abortions. So it's very difficult if people like Pastor Warnock and his backers are trying to say that Herschel Walker is a terrible a sinner and degenerate because he pressured his partner to have an abortion, when at the same time you're saying that it showed courage and it was an admirable choice, and it is a choice that ought to be protected in law and enshrined, they believe, in the Constitution. So, again, the basis for the attack on Herschel Walker, particularly when he is talking about the fact that, in his view, it's lies, it's here we go again, I think that this actually may, in fact, be counterproductive for the Democrats, because it does look like piling on. And this is what Lindsey Graham said on Fox News, sitting next to Herschel Walker and defending him with righteous indignation against Democratic attacks. But he made an analogy here that I think is unfortunate. This is clip 11.
They're scared to death of Herschel Walker because if Herschel Walker becomes a Republican, maybe every other young child in America of color might want to be a Republican. That's what they're trying to do. Don't let them get away with it. TeamHerschel.com. I want the biggest night for the Herschel Walker campaign to be tonight.
Okay. And then he also went on and dismissed the charges with Herschel Walker at an event in Cummings, Georgia, this morning, dismissing the charges as just Democrat attacks. Listen.
They come after me today. They're going to come after you tomorrow. But I can tell you right now, they can't take me down because I'm a bad man. I can tell you that right now. God prepared me for this moment right here, and I'm ready to go.
And if you're sick and tired of the way conservatives are being treated, you got a chance to end it here in Georgia.
Okay, the problem with what Lindsey Graham said is that he brought up Brett Kavanaugh. And he said this was like the charges with Brett Kavanaugh. The charges with Brett Kavanaugh, which were completely unproven, I actually believe they are probably untrue. But they had to do with when Brett Kavanaugh was 17 years old, and the charges did not involve a long-term affair or any sexual relationship of any kind. The charges involved a drunken afternoon party in which Brett Kavanaugh allegedly touched the victim and touched the alleged victim over her clothes, outside her clothes. And that's a very, very different thing than getting her pregnant and pushing her to get an abortion. I do not think that this will be a decisive factor in the election in Georgia. Now, is there something to take away for this, a lesson for Republicans? Yeah, I think the lesson for Republicans should be, before you endorse a candidate, before you get the party behind a candidate, and Herschel Walker had strong support, not just from President Trump, but from the mainstream of the Republican Party in Georgia and elsewhere. You should look pretty carefully at his background, because obviously these things that show some failings are going to come out. Now that he is the Republican candidate, he's not going to withdraw. And I would not be at all surprised if what Lindsey Graham was saying about trying to raise money based upon this attack, that could work. There's another sort of attack on Republicans. And in Arizona, detectives confirmed that they are looking into a burglary that occurred at the office of the Democratic Secretary of State, who is also their nominee for a governor, Katie Hobbs. And someone burglarized her Phoenix campaign office. Shades of Watergate. This is the way that Carrie Lake, who is the front runner in that race, the Republican former newscaster, responded. Clip 14.
That is absolutely absurd. And are you guys buying that? Are you really buying that? This just sounds like a Jesse Smollett part two. I can't believe that she would blame my amazing people, blame me for something like that. I don't even know where her campaign office is. I'm assuming it's in a basement somewhere, because that's where she's been campaigning.
Okay, the arrest has been made in the burglary. It was made this afternoon, and law enforcement has not yet released a name or a motive of the burglar. Generally, all of this is going on at a time when most of the news seems to be in very much in the direction of a Republican solid, if not sweeping, victory. USA Today has a headline, exclusive poll, Republican support rises ahead of Election Day with inflation driving voters. And the items, voters overwhelmingly view the election as a way to send a message to the White House. Biden's upbeat reassurances on the economy aren't breaking through with voters. Asked whether inflation or abortion mattered more to them, respondents chose inflation, 56% to 40%. Republicans are resurgent as the midterm campaign heads into its final stretch. An exclusive USA Today Suffolk University poll finds amidst angst about President Joe Biden's leadership and the nation's economy. As Americans feel the bite of inflation in their daily lives, from eating out less often to canceling vacations, voters overwhelmingly view the election as a way to send a message to the White House. And by double digits, that message is to change course. On a generic ballot, one that names parties but not individual candidates, those surveyed now support the Republican congressional candidate over the Democratic one, 49% to 45%, a turnaround since the USA Today poll taken in July. And does that breed optimism? Well, it breeds optimism for one potential candidate for 2024, who is already looking forward to the process of debating that year. Who is that candidate? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVet history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, the results of the latest USA Today poll, and it's a Suffolk University poll, and it's approaching the election day as we are. It's 2 weeks from Tuesday. It's soon. It's coming up. And, of course, in between now and the election day, we always have Halloween. And it's interesting to see what kind of Halloween masks people are going to wear with political themes. Democrats, of course, are going to want to scare people about Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell and what they would do if they win their respective houses of Congress. We shall see. But on the generic ballot, mentioned that the Democrats led by 4 points in July. And since July, it's July, August, September, October. So we're talking about less than 4 months ago. 4 months ago, the Democrats were ahead in generic ballot by 4 points. Now Republicans are ahead by 4 points. That's a swing of 8 points. It's a lot. It's a dramatic difference. The findings they write in USA Today stoke GOP hopes of gaining control of the House of Representatives in the November 8th elections, and with that, new powers to confront the Democratic White House. 16% of voters who were undecided in July, most of those people have now made up their minds and moved to the GOP. In other words, the difference between the poll in July and the poll now is not a difference in people abandoning the Democratic Party. It's just that of those 16% of voters who were undecided, a great majority of them have gone over to the GOP. The poll of 1,000 likely voters was taken by landline and cell phone October 19th through the 24th, so it's just up to date. And they find out that, quote, the headline, economic gloom despite Biden's reassurances. And the reassurances, of course, you know, you could say that it goes along with the good news in the stock market the last few days. Well, not so much yesterday, but now the Dow today is up 252 points. That's very good news. Is that going to mean people say, oh no, Biden is right about the economy, things are going better? They say here that Biden's upbeat reassurances that the job market remains strong and that a recession isn't inevitable. The third quarter GDP rose, that's gross domestic product, by 2.6%. That's why the market is up. It was a much higher increase than people expected. However, when they ask voters in this poll that was taken partially this week, mostly this week, it says that Biden's upbeat reassurances the job market remains strong and that a recession is inevitable aren't breaking through with voters. Two-thirds of those surveyed, 66%, say the nation is already in a recession or a depression. How many say it's in a recovery? 10%. That means people are 6-1, more than 6-1, closer to 7-1, negative about the economy. 61% of Americans report that they are eating out less often because of the economy and because of inflation. 50% say they've postponed or canceled vacations. 47% have cut back on groceries. And 45% are driving less. And I know somebody could listen to that and say, oh, boo-hoo, what's a big deal? It's a big deal. If you've been planning on a vacation and you're canceling it, if you look forward to eating out a couple of times a month and you can't afford that anymore, which is the case for many people, restaurant food is definitely higher. And even for people who got in the habit of picking up their food at restaurants or places to eat out, you look at the prices and you're impacted. It's the impact of inflation. They say in USA Today and Suffolk College, Hispanics have been hit particularly hard. Nearly 6 in 10 are forgoing vacations and driving less. 44% of Hispanics say economy is their top issue, a higher percentage than either whites or blacks. Now, why would that be? It's because Hispanics have changed. And they've changed not so much in their political outlook as in their economic position and their outlook of Hispanics are predominantly middle class now. And people in the middle class are particularly hit by this need to pay bills and to deal with financial insecurity that is tied to inflation. They just went up to 7%, I think. It's 7% now. Jeremy, isn't that right? That is standard for a 30-year mortgage, which is, it's the highest in 20 years. And that's something as basic as buying a house. The issue of inflation and the feeling the White House hasn't done enough to address it is helping Republicans score significant inroads among Hispanic and black voters, both Democratic demographic groups that Democrats have long relied on for support. 40% of Hispanics and 21% of blacks say they're going to be backing the Republican candidate for Congress in their districts. To compare, Donald Trump carried 12% of blacks, now it's 21%, and he got 32% of Hispanics, which was a gain in the 2020 presidential election, but it's gone from 32% to 40%. It's a huge gain, and it really does speak to the future of the two parties. The idea that this is all going to get erased by abortion or the exploitation of the abortion issue, whether it involves Herschel Walker or not, that is not working for Democrats. The new poll shows much of midterm politics going back to basics. On a list of seven issues, 37% chose the economy slash inflation as the most important issue determining their vote. Abortion, it wasn't 37%, 18% thought abortion was the most important issue. And by the way, and some of those people are pro-lifers. Asked specifically whether inflation or abortion mattered more to them, those surveys chose inflation by a double-digit margin, 56% to 40%. And here's the one thing about this poll that I think is most interesting and has to be the worst news for President Biden and the Democrats. 43% agree with a statement, I want my vote to change the direction President Biden is leading the nation. How many percent say that they agree with the statement, I want my vote to support the direction President Biden is leading the nation? That's 28%. Okay, that's amazing. It is a 15% gap to people who actually want a vote to change the direction that America is heading. Biden's job rating has improved since July, though it remains anemic. 44% approve of the job he's doing as president. 53% disapprove. Okay, with that as your background, if you have a 10-point, 11-point difference with people disapproving more than approving, it's very, very difficult to see the Democrats defying history, because remember, the history shows that on almost every single occasion where there is a newly elected president facing a midterm election, the president's party loses seats. And they don't have to lose that many seats. His current standing with voters is almost the same as Donald Trump's the month before the midterms during his presidency. In the USA Today Suffolk poll in October of 2018, Trump's rating stood at 43% against 54%. Trump was 2 points worse than Biden. Trump lost 41 seats. The Democrats gained 41 seats in 2018. All they need to gain in this race is a net gain of 5 seats to win control of the House, and that's all it is, and a net gain of 1 seat to win control of the Senate. That's why so much drama attached to the Senate race and to the basic cultural issues that are going to be part of that upcoming election in 2024 in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Extendivite, just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.